On Jesus' first trip to Jerusalem during his ministry, he went into the temple and drove out those who had turned that place of prayer into a place of business. It's not that he was opposed to people earning a living. He objected to greed taking the place of faith and religion being viewed as merely one more money-making opportunity. As the money changers chased their coins and the dove sellers scattered that day, out came those religious leaders who had been raking it in at the expense of the ordinary worshipper. They demanded that Jesus give them a sign, some proof that he had the divine authority to do what he was doing. Jesus knew that nothing would satisfy these men. Still, he promised them a sign, the ultimate sign, that he was the Son of God and the Savior of the world. "Destroy this temple," he said, "and in 3 days I will raise it up." Later, even his enemies realized that Jesus was not here talking about any building, but his own body. Jesus' death and resurrection are still the ultimate, unanswerable proofs that he is the Lord God, who came to set us free from the enslaving power of greed and unbelief.